More news stories now, with city shops rejoicing as vinyl enters at number 2 in the home entertainment chart. A city firm provides a loo with a view at the top of the Shard. And a food bank is on the brink as demand rises for its weekly service.
A Norwich firm, flushed with success, has shared how it brings an elevated level of class with its awe-inspiring urinals. When some of London's top attractions were searching to spend a penny for their high-end bathrooms, they called on Norwich's Healy and Lord. The bathroom specialists, part of the MAG building group in Vulcan Road South, have a roster of high-profile past projects, including the likes of the Shard, the Tower of London, Windsor Castle, Lord's Cricket Ground, Battersea Power Station and the Globe. The urinals in the Shard sit in the front of full-height windows, with many sharing their experiences of a loo with a view on social media. Other past and upcoming projects, however, have been kept under wraps as they are too commercially sensitive to disclose. The high-end experience comes at a cost, with a Florida urinal for purchase for upwards of £500, and the cheapest from their Niagara urinals range, like the ones at the Shard, starting at £700 and reaching the four-figure highs. Director of the company, founded in 2003, Jerry Cox, said, "We're very proud to supply good quality products at a fair and competitive price. People who know us send pictures when they spot our urinals. It's like a little bit of Norwich wherever you go."
Drivers have been warned of disruption as 3 months of roadworks at a busy crossing in Norwich begin. Coming as part of a £661,928 funding package, Norfolk County Council claims the project in Boundary Road will provide better connections across the busy outer ring road. The plans include upgrading the traffic lights at the junction of Boundary Road and the B&Q access road, as well as changing the existing facilities from a 3-stage to a 2-stage crossing at the junction. While the works are underway, 3-way temporary traffic lights will be in place at the junction with B&Q, but will not impede access to the store. A pedestrian and cycle path on the northern side of the road will be provided, while an extension of the existing shared-use path will be constructed on the southern side of Boundary Road to link with Marshall Road. Works are scheduled to finish Tuesday, March the 28th.
A city food bank has been left struggling with demand as the cost of living crisis means more and more families are desperate for help. Silver Road Community Centre in NR3 runs a food bank service a couple of times a week. Numbers of people who need the service rise week on week, with some people even choosing to sit and wait in case anything is left over. But now volunteers are saying they are overstretched. Julie Brochier-Coulton, who helps to run the food bank, said, "At the moment, we've been trying to feed everyone who waits, but we are now having to try to discourage that as we just don't have the funds to feed people who do not have appointments." The food bank currently has 22 appointments per session, but they are seeing numbers of more than 30 each time. And Christmas Eve saw them serve more than 50 people needing help to eat over the festive period. Julie said, "Any tins that people don't need would be gratefully received. People are also able to donate through a direct debit each month, if this works best for them." The food bank runs at Silver Road Community Centre on Thursdays from 10:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. and on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m.
An interiors shop at a Norwich industrial estate is enjoying a slice of success as it gears up to expand following the success of its cafe. Woods Interiors was opened on Roundtree Close in 2018 by couple Lorraine and Darren Wood with their son Ross, selling curtains, blinds, soft furnishings and home accessories. In October 2021, they opened a coffee bar there, which has proved especially popular with dog walkers at nearby Mousehold Heath. It has gone from 10 to 27 seats, and due to its success, they now have a full-time chef, Josh Easter, and the menu includes cooked breakfasts, sausage rolls, cakes and scones. Due to the cafe's expansion into the shop area, the family has taken on the neighbouring unit to make space for stock, with the discount fabric outlet opening on January the 14th. And it will sell fabrics by the metre. Mrs. Wood, 50, said, "We keep increasing the tables and it has been phenomenal. People say we are really friendly. We recently did a small increase to cover rising costs, but we are still very reasonable. Woods Coffee Bar is open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Thursday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Fridays, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturdays."
City record shops have spoken of their joy after vinyl became the UK's second most popular form of physical entertainment. More people bought vinyl records than PlayStation and Xbox games in 2022, according to the Entertainment Retailers Association, ERA, and only Nintendo Switch games outselling wax. And Norwich's many record shops say that the industry has continued to grow since the vinyl revival started around 2008. Some store owners have even gone as far as to say that ever-increasing demand for records has kept them in business. Andy Tillett, who has run Press to Play in St Benedict Street for more than 20 years, is one of those who says vinyl keeps his business running. He said, "I sell a lot of vinyl. It's definitely a growth business. The first week of January is always busy. You get a lot of people who have got a record player for Christmas, but this week has been steady too, and it's all records. I think it's great if people are sitting down and listening to records again."
2 years after work began to develop the eyesore site of the Ferryboat Inn, those living in the area say they hope to see progress soon. Diggers rolled onto the site of the former music pub in Norwich's Riverside area in January 2021. And since then, buildings have been flattened and trenches have been dug to lay foundations for new homes. But the site in King Street opposite the Novi Sad Friendship Bridge still remains empty, with Estate Education Limited having initially intended to complete the project by early 2022. The Norwich-based home builder paid more than £1.2 million for the Riverside plot in October 2019 and wants to build 41 homes on it, costing £7 million. The main former pub building, which is Grade 2 listed, will remain and will be home to two properties on the new development. Green Park Party councillor for Thorpe Hamlet, Leslie Graham, said she backed the new development and was looking forward to seeing the historic pub building back in use. Once complete, the development will include a five-storey tower built on the former pub car park, consisting of 39 properties, ranging from studio apartments to four-bedroom townhouses. The Ferryboat Pub can be traced as far back as 1822, when it was called the Horse Packet. Its name was changed to the Steam Barge by 1830, and in 1867 it changed again to the Steam Packet. The pub became the Ferryboat in 1925, and from the mid-1970s it hosted live music in a converted boat shed behind the pub. From the 1990s, it was popular with local up-and-coming groups and music fans.